This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
And this ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the post-apocalyptic world. What does that mean? Well, the world without antibiotics. How will we ever survive it? I have not had a fear about that when I first discovered homeopathy. But even then, there was a little bit left. But when I discovered colloidal silver and the silver hydrosol, the fear went away. And I'll explain that. In fact, that's what I want to talk to our friends in Canada about if they let me into Canada to go to Total Health. We'll get to that. You know, just speaking about censorship, interestingly enough, Del Bigtree was scheduled to go to Canada for the Total Health conference. He's spoken at last 1 or 2 years. And they said the Toronto Raptors, I heard, the basketball team, said if they allow Dell to speak, that they're going to pull their sponsorship of the event. And I think, guess what? It only makes sense if the majority of advertising of the Toronto Raptors NBA team is coming from Big Pharma. Again, censorship, folks, it's real. It's alive. It's not good for you, but it's happening out there. We got questions of the day coming up on diabetes and chromium. We got Major League Cannabis updates. If we say we can't say cannabises, can we say that supernatural? So we have to say cannabis.
Is that the plural of cannabis?
Plural of cannabis. Cannabis. Yeah. I like that.
There you go.
Right? Cannabises, cannabuses, cannabis. Also, controversy over Trump's annual physical. Oh my gosh! Why should that be controversial? We'll get to that.
Trump derangement syndrome. That's why
it is. It is.
No.
Post-antibiotic era, Super Don. I am not frightened of it. I know modern medicine is, the medical community, the pharmaceutical industry is, because they have thrown all of their so-called eggs, their drug eggs, into one basket. This idea that they can use chemotherapy to kill things.
Speaking of eggs, I once had a hen who could count her own eggs. Yeah, she was a mathematician.
Okay. You are desperately trying to lighten me up in this hour. I can tell.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Back at Superbugs.
Yes. It's okay. It's the 10th of February, for those of you watching or listening live, in the year 2019. Post-antibiotic era. Okay. The good news is I'm not afraid, and nor should you be, but you've got to learn what you can do. Now, resistance to antibiotics was made evident within, I believe, months, certainly within years of the first antibiotics, the first sulfa drugs, the penicillins. They knew that resistance was happening. Yet, they doubled and tripled down on, if this much works, how about this much? You know, let's make it more powerful, let's use it more. Unintended consequences, the law of unintended consequences. We can bring a Michael Crichton book in to this, whether it be Jurassic Park or any of his other books that discuss this. You meant to do this, and oops, this, and this happened, and it's a disaster, right? So, resistance to antibiotics. They're very narrow, antibiotics, in the chemical interaction, and therefore the bacteria you're trying to kill will develop resistance by expressing new genetic material, new DNA, so to speak. And then what normally would have killed it initially, originally, is now lunch, right? Methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Methicillin used to kill staph. Now staph says, bring me another dish. I can eat that stuff all day, right? I can keep this going all day. Now, we're learning about resistance in very interesting ways and how far it has traveled. And there's an article here on Medical News Today that says, are we approaching an era where no antibiotics work? Well, yes, we are. Very much so. Researchers, and I'm quoting from this headline, subheadline, researchers are worried about the fast development and spread of superbugs, which are bacteria that do not respond to antibiotics. For the first time, scientists have found potent superbugs in the remote high Arctic of Norway, which they fear does not bode well for the future of antibiotic treatments. You think? It's reached the Arctic Circle, Super Don. There's no stopping. Ain't no stopping them now. I'm telling you, this has been all over. It's done. Yes, if you believe that antibiotics are your only route of survival, you're done for. You're doomed. The good news here, of course, on the Robert Scott Bell Show is that we have other options. And we're gonna talk about them in this segment as well. But how did it get there, Super Don? How is it possible? Is it because they're claiming it's a specific strain of a superbug from New Delhi, India? Interestingly enough, that's the same place where the guy was suing his parents. Or
that's kind of far from Norway, isn't it?
I believe so. It's far from the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
So how the heck did it happen? My first question to you when we talked about this story before we went to air was like an Air India flight flying over the Arctic Circle and like suddenly dumped what was coming out of the
blue ice that you hear about every once in a while that crashes through someone's roof.
Did that happen? No, apparently not. So they're trying to figure, well, how is it spread to the Arctic Circle? And of course, there's research that goes on in the Arctic Circle and north of Norway, and they are positing that it's a human waste issue. That if it exists in one place on planet Earth now, the transit is such that humans are interacting with humans all over the world, and that the spread of these so-called superbugs, which, by the way, are not superbugs. They're supervillains, but they're not superbugs to, let's say, the law of the terrain. The law of the terrain. Antoine Béchamp. We recognize here that the terrain gives rise to what grows in the terrain. And if you alter a healthy, balanced microbiome or terrain, and you alter it through the use of, guess what? Antibiotics! Chemo. You disrupt the normal balance of the flora, and you give rise to opportunistics. And one of those opportunistics is resistant to, or many of them now, resistant to any antibiotic. So, they're saying maybe birds have dropped stuff up there in the Arctic Circle as well. I don't know. I just think that man's arrogance and ignorance, or a combination of the two, has resulted in the inevitability of a Michael Crichton novel or scenario. You know, you think you could clone a dinosaur, and then suddenly they're roaming the earth again, eating people. Again, there are many, many examples of unintended consequences to even chemotherapy that you consider chemotherapy for cancer. That now these cancer cells are apparently resistant to what chemo they're being, what's being thrown at them. So we've got to look at this thing differently. And before I go to the different look, Super Don, your opportunity to make a lighthearted joke about this disastrous scenario.
Well, listen, what fascinated me after reading this article is how, like you were saying, like a Michael Crichton thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, life will find a way.
Yes.
And the superbug situation, I mean, look, they're doing research on the permafrost, and it had something more along the lines of climate change, things they were trying to do some research about. Mm-hmm. And for them to find this bug from New Delhi, India, in the permafrost of Norway, that's what got my attention first. And then when they started speculating as to how, it's like, okay, so they're thinking, okay, human waste. Mm-hmm. Where they found this wasn't too terribly far away from the research facility in Norway. So perhaps, but I'm thinking, how did that get in the permafrost? Because isn't the permafrost, I mean, that's not like, somebody, had to go pee, and so they peed on a tree.
No, this is a leaking septic system, I think. you know, into the
maybe.
Protocols.
Yeah, I suppose. But then you have to go. How did the superbug from New Delhi, India, make it to somebody that's in the research facility in Norway? So then they go, well, maybe it's the nesting birds. And I'm sitting here thinking in my head, like you know, some of these movies that you've seen, where it's like, you know, the guy coughs on the plane, and then the person gets the particle and stuff, and then they go to the pet store, and then it gets on a monkey, and then the monkey, you know, gets bought by somebody, and the monkey, you know, eats a banana, and they drop the peel on the ground, somebody steps on it, and then they step on something, you know, and it's kind of like, wow, you know, this stuff really can travel, you know, when we're reading stories about stuff being found in Norway. Right. So it's like, what is it they're warning us about here? Are they warning us about the fact that we don't have enough good antibiotics and we need to make more? Because that's where they go with this, right?
Isn't that always the case, though? Double down, triple down from the first day of chemo. Antibiotics are chemo. They said, well, if this doesn't kill it, it figures out, well, we'll make it stronger.
We need better drugs.
Now, remember, the law of the terrain is important here. I'm not going to go far into it, but again, restoring integrity to your entire system, including your microbiome, is critical. You can modulate immunity with beta-glucan, you know, for my friends at Better Way Health. You can use homeopathic remedies. Selenium is very important. All of these things part of the restoration of normal function of every cell in the body. And the immune system, of course, the microbiome. But what, you know, I encountered was this thing called bioactive silver hydrosol in the colloidal silver family. Now, through my studies, found out that the active state of silver was and is inarguably the ion, the silver ion. There is no other form of active silver within a biological system. Okay? So the question then is asked, how do you, let's say, produce something that is primarily that active silver? Because there are a lot of people that are confused about this, and they'll say, you know, y'all have that 10 ppm silver hydrosol or 23. That's not enough. I need 250. I need 1,000. Neglecting to recognize the reality is that when you throw more silver in water, you have to necessarily bind the ions in a form that are basically inactive, neutralized silver, compounded silver. And so if they are to work in the body, you have to give a way ton, crap ton more silver than you would need for a very small percentage of that silver to become bioactive through dissociation, ions that dissociate. So there's so much. Is it colloidal? Is it ionic? Is it this? Is that? Stop it. What is the form that contains the most bioactive silver? The hydrosol. Not wasteful, and a small percentage of nanoclusters that sit as a reservoir for additional ion activity because the particles are so small, the atoms are at the surface, and that ion dissociation in concert with oxygen can happen. Nothing wasted. Far less is needed to achieve far more. Folks, if you're still confused about that, please write me, and I'm happy to go through it again and again and again. It's real basic chemistry, and I was not a big fan of chemistry in high school, but I get it now. You find the bioactive form of something and you utilize it. Kind of like we talk about why 100% whole food supplementation, because it's bioactive. In other words, it's the way the body is designed to utilize it. And by the way, engineering silver into an antibiotic and claiming the antibiotic works again, that's just crap. I know what you're trying to do, Big Pharma. It's not going to work.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised?
Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
A super doc, should I apologize because I've been way too serious today? Honestly, I mean, I know you wanted to get silly with me, and we usually do. We find a way, and like first day of the week, sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. You know,
you never have to apologize. It's you go where your stream of consciousness takes you.
Yes,
and you know,
it took me where it took me. Again, I want to thank Jonathan and Polly Tommy for joining us in hour two to talk about Vax 2 and some other adventures. I will say, obviously, some of these adventures in autism are not so fun. Most of them are not, but in relation to a mission that we're on and that they're on. Is to prevent this from happening to any other kids or adults for that matter. So that's why I was serious, Super D. We started serious, but I think we've been wanting to.
I just like to give you a hard time. That's all.
Well, that too. Well, let's see if we can. I don't know if we can lighten it up with this, but it is time for one of these.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Question of the day time, and it's coming from Tracy. Tracy says hi. By the way, Tracy, I'm so confused again about names, because we had like Michelle or Michelle, right, talking about his wife or her wife. I don't know. I guess it's not for us to decide, but
Tracy with an I.
Yeah. Would that be a male or a female?
No, that sounds like a female name to me. I mean, if it had a Y, then I would say, okay, maybe that's a little more, I'm not sure.
Because you know some guys named Tracy. Right? I've met guys
that's
in Tracy.
True, but not with an I, though.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up for me. Hi. Yeah. Could you give me, or should I say it this way? Hi. Could you give me some advice about chromium? my pretend female voice. I wonder if that's like sexist to do that. Kind of like, you know,
kinda.
People...
I think in today's day and age,
right.
Yeah.
You can't pretend to be anything that you're not. No creative imagination.
You need to get on Twitter right now and apologize.
But what does that mean for cross-dressing? That means sexual appropriation? Right? You're appropriating the clothing of the other... No?
Well...
Here I am asking questions I shouldn't be asking, Super Don.
Damn, yeah, okay.
I blame
you. Think about that one, though.
Right. All right, come back to me when you got an answer. We have listened to Chris Barr on your show. So when my aunt was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, we sent her innate GTF chromium, and she has started exercising and cutting out sugar and carbs, but her numbers remain high or higher. All right, so it's like, why? Well, it's about replenishment.
There is an important detail missing in this.
Yeah, we don't know how much she's taking, how long she's taking it, other factors. Again, I'm encouraged that she's taking it at all, and that now she's working more on exercising, cutting out sugar and carbs. Again, there are a lot of factors here that are not explicit in Tracy's question. But I will say, to give more detail, and we have done this from time to time with Chris Barr, not a doc, on the radio show here. 100 micrograms, three times a day might be maintenance for some. It may not be enough for reversing the type 2 that we would intend to do here. So the fourth dose is very important. So, Tracy, make sure your aunt is taking 100 micrograms of the innate response GTF chromium once, twice, three times an auntie. Four times is the charm. So hit that fourth dose before bed, and that will accelerate the recovery of type 2 diabetes because it is evidence of an abject chromium deficiency. You've utilized all your stores. Now, sometimes people have said, well, I didn't take chromium, and I fasted my way, and I got over my diabetes, type 2. Well, it's because there are minerals tucked away, hidden away, that you can't get at until you start fasting. So there are stores that are not easily accessible that suddenly become accessible, but... that can only last so long, too, because once you exhaust those stores, end up right back in the same scenario. You're like, whoa, what did I do? I did it right. Now I'm not doing what happened. Let's replenish the chromium. And, Tracy, thank you for asking that question for a clarification. It's always worth a revisit here. You can go to Jonathan's, not Tommy's site. This is Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And that will allow you to access the innate response we use here on the Robert Chad Bell Show. So, Super Don, I think we got some help for Tracy's aunt, if she's listening.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And, you know, you say take it three times a day. 100 micrograms three times a day. Does it matter? Is it like before meals, after meals? Does it make a difference?
Doesn't really matter because it is food. No. You can take it away from meals. I like to do it like first thing in the morning for those that, although I'm doing magnesium first thing in the morning as well. But with food, without, doesn't matter. But think about the utilization where you would be calling into the needs for chromium is when you're ingesting things. Now, even if you're not on a refined carb diet, and hopefully you're not on, those carbs eventually broken down, they're going to have to be carried, you know, as sugars in the body. This is how the body is designed. To and from the cells, chromium is the key to offloading and onloading the chromium safely into and out of the cells so the bad guys don't get it, whether you call them yeast or cancer cells. Folks, thanks for being here. We got a whole other half hour to go on the opening salvo of the Robert Scott Bell Show for this week. And we've got some Major League Cannabis updates. Yes, I said it, cannabis.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hey.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says the president is required by law to respond to Congress on who killed Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Murphy tells CNN's State of the Union host Jake Tapper.
His intelligence services are telling him that Mohammed bin Salman was responsible, and because either of a personal relationship he has or a business relationship he has with Saudi Arabia, he is declining to make that finding to Congress.
Saudi officials insist the journalist was murdered by a rogue team of Saudi agents not acting on the prince's orders. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 17 Saudi officials. Negotiations have bogged down over funding for a border wall, with Democrats now trying to limit the number of detention beds that ICE agents would have access to. It's an attempt to limit aggressive detention activities by ICE. Democrats are still looking at only $2 billion or less for a wall, far below the $5.7 billion the president wants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events, the Robert Scott Bell Show World Tour of 2019, listed in a special tab, including in the show notes. But you can scroll. You don't even have to scroll. You open the page, and they're right there, I think, unless it's on your telephone. They call them telephones, cell phones. There's a place called Upcoming Events, like a tab. I call it a tab. I don't know what you call it, Super Don, but it's a hyperlink. You can click on it. It turns green when you hit over it, and then you can go right to the upcoming events. And we can talk about some of those in a little while. But right now, we should go to, I don't know if we're going to start in Oregon or where we're going to start, but regardless, it relates to this plant that I made up the new term for when it's in multiples, cannabis.
chip on the left hand side. Pass the blue chip on the left hand side. It's a
bubble. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, cannabis update time. We've got a few things to cover here, including an update on a previous story. And Super Don, I'm just getting this now. You might have information on it. I don't have. But the truck drivers passing through Oklahoma on the way from, I believe it was made in Kentucky, and they were headed to Colorado. And in Oklahoma, they're like, oh, man, we got the biggest cannabis bust in history. And, of course, it was just industrial hemp, right, CBD containing. Two of the batches out of 12 apparently tested at 0.4 instead of 0.3, which is negligible, as we talked about. But the truck drivers are being held in prison for about a month the last time we covered
this. They were in jail. Yeah, they were in jail for a month on this $40,000 bond. And just a quick backstory. These two truck drivers are in Kentucky. They're just contractors. That's it. They pick up a load and they deliver it, right? Mm-hmm. So they pick up this tractor trailer in Kentucky that is loaded down with industrial hemp. Now, you know, the farm bill got signed. Kentucky's a big state when it comes to the hemp. They're kind of leading the way on industrial hemp in the country. So, you know, with the farm bill being signed, hemp is legal, right? You know, yay! You know, with confetti in the air, it's been done, yo! Hoo. Mm-hmm. So these guys pick up this tractor trailer full of hemp, and they're driving through Oklahoma, and they get pulled over in this I don't know how to pronounce it, Osage County?
Osage County.
Osage, okay. Yeah. And you got a gung-ho DA in this mm-hmm. county that's just been on the job for 5 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they pull this thing over and they go, oh, look, these guys are trying to transport, you know, 9 tons of marijuana from Kentucky. They're drug dealers, right? Mm. So they grab these guys, they stick them in jail. They do these the tests on the hemp, right? Or they think it's, you know, marijuana, largest marijuana bust in county history. They do the test and it comes back, and, you know, for hemp to be hemp, it's got to be 0.3% THC or less.
Mm-hmm.
It comes back, they do 11 tests, two of the samples come back 0.4. Okay? So they're like, oh, no, it's marijuana. These go, you know, we busted these guys. Well, I just was looking it up just a few minutes ago, and apparently these guys, after being in jail for a month, they're now out on jail. They let them out on their own recognizance, which is good, versus, you know, $40,000 bond.
Right.
But now we know a little bit more about these guys. Two truck drivers, Warsame and Deneke. These guys are immigrants from Africa,
right? And I think, you know, to some degree, they know that they probably have little defense. And so you got DAs and police will take advantage of that. And I think, you know, equal protection under the law. If these were, let's say, Americans that knew their rights and, you know, I don't know, would it have been the same thing?
Yeah,
I
mean, it makes you wonder.
Questions. Yeah.
It makes you wonder if there's some manipulation going on here. But check this out. These guys, they're out on their own recognizance, but they're still being charged. Oklahoma, they don't mess around. In Oklahoma, you're looking at a sentence of 15 years to life.
Wow.
For, quote, trafficking marijuana, which they weren't doing. So I have a feeling, speculation, that these guys are going to be okay. That this is not something that's going to stick, because not only do you have a bogus charge of trafficking marijuana that I think can be proved at this point, but you've also got a couple of guys that I think are probably going to, it's going to be to their advantage at this point, that these guys are immigrants from Africa. English is a second language, have no idea what's going on. They were just trying to, you know, do their job, right?
Right.
So I think in the end it's going to work out. But I think their disadvantage here is that this is a small county in Oklahoma with a gung-ho DA that doesn't want to give up the biggest drug bust in their county history.
Exactly. All right, folks, we'll keep an eye on this, and maybe Mitch McConnell will write him a letter about the farm bill. You know, educate those Oklahoma.
All right, so rapid fire. We got three stories to get through here.
All right, so first, let's go to New York City. New York City! Yeah, I know. You know, this is like the places you don't want to be, California, New York. Honestly. And just like, what's wrong with New York? Even California went after CBD. I'm like, really? CBD? You have legal weed that people could smoke anywhere, and you're going after CBD. Well, New York City is apparently cracking down on CBD. NYC cracks down on CBD. Why? Well, they don't want you eating it. What? They don't want... This is a cannabinoid derived from a plant that people have been eating for eons. And, of course, over the last 70 years, they vilified it. But now that it's, you know, it's always been a commodity, industrial hemp, and always been in food for years. I mean, why didn't they go after, like, hemp oil, right? Nutiva has hemp oil, for instance, or hemp protein, or hulled hemp seeds, all of which contain this ingredient. It's like, what do you think this is? This is a plant for ingestion. And they're saying, no, we can't have you sell it as an edible. It's dangerous. Really? The Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, apparently lacking in their own mental hygiene, says it was ordering restaurants under its jurisdiction not to sell food products containing CBD. I don't know what they're smoking at the mental hygiene clinic, but it ain't good.
Are they not using mental floss?
Something is lacking
mental
there.
Hygiene.
Get out of New York City while you can.
They're claiming that CBD is not safe to use as a food additive.
Right.
Like, come on. But listen, there's still a lot of confusion out there because the FDA still, their official, wordage is that products with CBD cannot be sold as, quote, dietary supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got the federal and the state and all this, stuff like that. So, unfortunately, in New York City right now, they're cracking down on CBD edibles. But in New York City, you can get THC edibles.
Right. Isn't that interesting?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Craziness.
Folks, crazy New York City. I'm glad I'm not there. God bless all of you that are there, but be safe. Let's go to Israel now. Where my mom's from. And she said, well, my mom didn't say this, but a study is linking medical cannabis to cannabis to symptom relief for children with autism. And this has been a big thing because even in the states that have medical marijuana, as they call it, they've often disallowed the use in children, particularly for autism, which is like, why? Right? And, of course, it's nice to see that there's more science to support this, more peer-reviewed literature to support the symptoms. Specific to children suffering under the autism diagnosis, which is a series of issues due to typically brain encephalopathy, brain injury due to vaccinations, although, again, there are a lot of things environmentally that are creating this scenario. But the study monitored just under 200 Israelis under the age of 18, revealed remarkable information. Even this one guy that has disputed it might have trouble disputing it. He said over 80% of the participants who were treated for 6 months showed either significant or moderate improvement, and less than 10% of the participants experienced no noticeable effect from cannabis. How many reported negative effects? Pay attention to this, New York City. Zero. These kids were ingesting CBD, cannabis, different things, and no negative effects. It was 80% success, mild to significant. I mean, this is, again, not unexpected, but what drug do you get an 80% success rate with no negative effects? Name one. You can't. Doesn't exist. Israel has been going after this for years. Back in 1964, Rafael Meshulam, Israeli doctor, he's been one of the leading proponents and investigators on planet Earth, even all the while America and the West abandoned any research and said, oh, no, this is a dangerous substance. It is not, folks. It is not. All right. In Oregon, where this is an interesting problem to have. In Oregon, where it's legal, weed is legal. It's so legal, in fact, that there's so much weed that they're saying 70% of it goes unsold. Can you imagine? You produce an X amount, and you can only sell 30%. There's just like it's such a glut of a commodity in Oregon that what do you do with it? And because of the FDA and the international treaty United States is a party to, they won't back off on the Schedule One thing, and they say interstate commerce is verboten, right? They're not going after the states, but you can't transit across state lines. And so what a waste. What a waste of an incredible resource that could be used. And I've argued, and I think I said this on the break, that do they have salad bars in Oregon? Anybody? Anywhere? Do they have salad bars for those things exist?
Yeah, there are some salad bars here in Oregon, yes.
So how about throwing it in the spring mix, right? You know how the spring mix has all different kinds of leaves and things that you could eat? Throw it in there, and people will eat it in their salad, get their daily greens, their omegas, their minerals. And by the way, eating it raw does not cause you to get high.
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. If you're talking about the leaves,
yes,
true.
Yes, okay.
The flowers, no. Now that's a whole different story.
Okay.
So listen, the surplus that we're talking about here is not in the leaves. Mm-hmm. It is in the flowers because that is what majority of people are going for. In order to be able to get the THC, you're right.
But even if you eat the flower raw, you don't get high unless you eat it.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's why they use it to make brownies and cookies and stuff.
No, yes, but that is true because how do you make a brownie or a cookie? You heat it. You decarboxylate. And then you make it available in a different form.
Yeah, except you don't smoke a brownie, though. You eat
it. I know, but it's already been heated is the point. My point is eating it raw versus cooking. Okay, I'm with you there.
Okay.
I just need to make that distinction.
All right.
So what other things are they proposing here with 70% too much that they can't do anything? And,
The thing is, because they can't export it, I mean, listen, if you want to get a great price on cannabis, I mean, this is the place to go, but over here in Oregon. But
now, don't travel through Oklahoma on the way back home, though.
No, that's true. They're putting them in storage right now because they don't know what to do with it. And unfortunately, the ability to grow out here, the regulations were relaxed quite a bit, mm-hmm. which is the reason why there's such a surplus. But now that there's such a surplus and they can't export it, now they're looking at cutting back on the licenses for the growers now, which is going to have an opposite effect on a good thing that's going on here. So I don't know. Hopefully they can relax some laws here so that the states that are experiencing a shortage right now, we can help them out, right?
But think about all the people that said if you legalize it, everyone will use it. It really didn't change much. The people who are using it, still using it. The people that didn't, for the most part, still don't. And so there's still all of this extra weed in Oregon. What are you going to do to help them out? Oregon tourism. Maybe they should do a tourist promotion. Come here for flowers. We got them cheap.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Belcher.
All right, cranking it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. The archive's available right away at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, Brighteon for some segments, and, of course, YouTube while we can. We got some upcoming events, Super D, any of them worth mentioning right now before we do our final story of the day?
Nah, they all stink.
Okay, well, we'll carry on then.
No. I didn't say that. Sure. If you head over to robertscottbell.com, you can go over to the upcoming events page, and we try and keep that updated with all the latest and greatest stuff that's going on. We're just at the end of the Women's Heart Health Summit right now, but you can still sign up because there will be an encore weekend coming up for sure on that for heart health. We got the Immune Defense Summit coming up here in just a week or so. We got the Autism Defined webinar with Dr. Rasha Batar that you can click on there and get signed up for. And the Thyroid Reset Summit. Get plugged into the NOCO Hemp Expo. It's coming up in March, the end of March. We got Total Health Night 2019, which you already mentioned earlier in the show. We got a chronic Lyme disease summit, a perimenopause summit for those of you that would be interested in that, Autism One, and the Advanced Medicine Conference that you definitely want to get plugged into because you can get discounts, early bird discounts on tickets for that with Dr. Batar and a whole bunch of great speakers are going to be at that. And as new stuff comes up, we will add it to that page, so stay plugged in.
All right. Thank you, Super D, for helping me get through that. And final segment, there are some people out there that have not only Trump derangement syndrome, but Trump's physician derangement syndrome. Best way to describe this at this point. I don't know, man. Apparently, President Trump's annual physical was conducted recently, and the White House physician declared Trump in very good health and will remain so for the duration of his presidency and beyond. And they're really mad at him for that, right?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How could How could they know? Is his doctor like a wizard or a fortune teller?
You know, here's the thing, Super D. When a physician declares somebody's going to die in 3 months, do you hear that the people complain?
Though
no, I mean they're how is this any different than if you're declaring somebody's going to be dead in 3 months, you say no, you're well, he's well, and he's going to be healthy for years. I mean, you're right. How do they know? All right, they don't definitively know. But shouldn't we be encouraging our physicians to speak positive reinforcement? Right, a little bit of support for health as opposed to, or is it? That they're not mad at this physician because he said that. It's just because he said it about Trump. They're open.
About Trump.
They're it's hoping for the 3 months and he's done.
Listen,
right?
Here's the thing. If you actually go over, this was tweeted. This article actually uses Jim Acosta's tweet.
Okay.
Of the White. Now you know Jim Acosta is a big fan of Donald Trump.
Oh, big time, yes.
So if you go over here and you look at his tweet, it shows the letter that the doctor put out there, and the doctor made the statement that Trump is in very good health and will remain so for the duration of his presidency and beyond. Now people are taking issue with this, including the author of the article here, who's our favorite author over at Forbes,
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, the comments on this tweet thread are just, oh my goodness. People, all of the Trump derangement syndrome people are just beside themselves over the fact that this doctor made this statement where he's basically acting like some kind of a fortune teller. I've seen comments of people saying that this doctor is a paid shill.
Yeah.
That he was, paid to do this, or Donald Trump wrote it himself. All these conspiracy theories, right? Which conservatives do, right? Only conservatives are conspiracy theorists.
Wow.
But, here's the thing. Don't doctors kind of, tell the future all the time? Isn't that, a normal thing for a
doctor?
That's
what they do, right?
They do that all the time. Here, take this, take this drug, and you'll feel better. This will take care of your problem here. It'll take a month, but, take this. What do they base that on, right?
And listen, we have brought concerns about, for all of you Trump haters, just keep sending them packs of Diet Coke. Apparently, he drinks diet soda. To me,
and
that's
hamburgers.
And hamburgers, right? And fast food burgers. That, but that's Melania's job. She's got to go, hey, honey, this is not good. Now, Trump, you're not going to tell Trump anything. If he wants to do it, he's going to do it. But the reality is he's got some, apparently what they call strong genes. He's got, those people that can drink and smoke, not that he drinks or smokes, but, that live to 95 and don't die of any cancer, right? There are people that are that strong and they can do it. Perhaps that's what was being indicated here. Despite his lifestyle and diet, that he's likely going to live a long time, much to the chagrin of our friends on the political left. You're going to have to deal with it, folks. We got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time today. I'll answer some more questions on YouTube after the show is over. In the meantime, remember this, the God's honest truth, no matter what your doctor says, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health. Especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.